Process Safety with Trish and Tracy is a production of Chemical Processing. Chemical Processing focuses on serving engineers, designing, and operating plants in the chemical industry.
Welcome to the Tipisodes edition of Process Safety with Trish and Tracy, the podcast that aims to share insights from past incidents to help avoid future events. I'm Tracy Purdom, Editor-in-Chief of Chemical Processing. Tipisodes is the newest installment of our Process Safety podcast series. As you might guess, its main purpose is to provide tips. In this episode, we offer 7 steps for better cybersecurity. The steps are based on a 2012 white paper that noted if you are a process control engineer, an IT professional in a company with an automation division, or a business manager responsible for safety or security, you may be wondering how your organization can get moving on more robust cybersecurity practices. I reached out to the authors of that white paper to see if there were any updates. Eric Byers, CEO of Adolis Technology and a past podcast guest for Process Safety with Trish and Tracy, said in his opinion, the 7 steps that John Cusimano and he highlighted are still very valid today. However, the details of each step should take into consideration the changes to the threat, much more sophisticated attackers, and the interconnection of the plant floor and cloud. For example, it used to be enough to create a list of OT assets such as PLCs and HMIs. With the supply chain incidents like PipeDream, SolarWinds, and Log4j, that's no longer enough. Asset inventories have to go beyond the physical and include the software and version running on a device, especially any third-party components that get bundled into the typical OT device. Here to give us the 7 steps to ICS security is John Cusimano, Vice President of Operational Technology Security at Armexa. John has more than 30 years of experience in process control, functional safety, operational technology, and industrial control system cybersecurity. John has performed and led hundreds of OT cybersecurity vulnerability and risk assessments and helped dozens of companies establish OT cybersecurity programs. He is a voting member of the ISA 99 Cybersecurity Standards Committee and is a certified functional safety expert, a certified information system security professional, global industrial cybersecurity professional, and ISA 62443 expert. Take it away, John.
The 7 steps. Step 1. Assess existing systems. The first step to do a risk assessment is to quantify and rank the risks that pose a danger to your business. This is necessary so you know how to prioritize your security dollars and efforts. Far too often, we see the assessment step skipped, and companies throw money into a solution for a minor risk, leaving far more serious risks unaddressed. While risk assessment may seem daunting, it can be manageable if you adopt a simple, lightweight methodology. The white paper provides an example as well as tips on how to do this. Step 2. Document policies and procedures. We highly recommend that organizations develop ICS-specific documents to describe company policy, standards, and procedures around control system cybersecurity. These documents should refer back to corporate IT security documents. In our experience, separate ICS security documents greatly benefit those responsible for ICS security by helping them clearly understand their security-related expectations and responsibilities. You should become familiar with applicable security regulations and standards for your industry. Step 3. Train personnel and contractors. Once you have documented your policies and procedures, you need to make sure that your staff is aware of them and is following them. An awareness program should be carried out with the support of senior management to all applicable employees. Then a training program should be conducted. We highly recommend a role-based training program for control system security, and we provide an example of one in the white paper. Step 4. Segment the control system network. Network segmentation is the most important tactical step you can take to improve the security of your industrial automation system. Eric has written about this in the article, "No More Flat Networks, Please." The white paper explains the concepts of zones and conduits and provides a high-level network diagram showing them. Step 5. Control access to the system. Once you've partitioned your system into security zones, the next step is to control access to the assets within those zones. It is important to provide both physical and logical access controls. Typical physical access controls are fences, locked doors, and locked equipment cabinets. The goal is to limit physical access to critical ICS assets to only those who require it to perform their job. The same concepts apply to logical access control, including the concept of multiple levels of control and authentication. Once authenticated, users can then be authorized to perform certain functions. Step 6. Harden the components. Hardening the components of your system means locking down the functionality of the various components in your system to prevent unauthorized access or changes, remove unnecessary functions or features, and patch any known vulnerabilities. This is especially important in modern control systems which utilize extensive commercial off-the-shelf technology. In such systems, it is critical to disable unused functions and to ensure that configurable options are set to their most secure settings. Step 7. Monitor and maintain system security. As an owner or operator of an industrial control system, you must remain vigilant by monitoring and maintaining security throughout the lifecycle of your system. This involves activities such as updating antivirus signatures and installing security patches on Windows servers. It also involves monitoring your system for suspicious activity. Finally, it is important to periodically test and assess your systems. Assessments involve periodic audits to verify the system is still configured for optimal security, as well as updating security controls to the latest standards and best practices. Now the bad news. Effective ICS and SCADA security is not a one-time project. Rather, it is an ongoing iterative process. You will need to repeat the 7 steps and update materials and measures as systems, people, business objectives, and threats change. Your hard work will be rewarded with the knowledge that your operation has maximum protection against disruption, safety incidents, and business losses from modern cybersecurity threats.
Thanks, John. Unfortunate events happen all over the world, and we will be here to discuss and learn from them. Subscribe to this free podcast so you can stay on top of best practices. You can also visit us at chemicalprocessing.com for more tools and resources aimed at helping you run efficient and safe facilities. Thank you for listening to the Tipisodes edition of Process Safety with Trish and Tracy.